I'm Jeffrey Freiman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. In this centennial year for the San Francisco Symphony, they've been focusing on 1912 onward. But this program goes back to the mid-19th century, when artists, composers, and performers of all sorts came here as this part of the country was booming. James Robinson is directing the program.
Not only was there a great need for entertainment, but there were a lot of entertainment dollars to be had. So you had some pretty incredible people coming through San Francisco to perform, actors, violinists, singers, so many people.
The shows will be hosted by Val Diamond with the help of Michael Tilson Thomas, plus special guests who will join the symphony musicians to echo some of the celebrities of long ago.
Wieniawski, the great violinist, was a favorite in San Francisco, and we're happy that Vadim Gluzman, a wonderful violinist, is going to be doing some selections that Wieniawski made famous. Adelina Patti, of course, was a wonderful soprano who called San Francisco her second country. And the wonderful Laura Claycomb is going to be performing some of these beautiful bel canto things that Patti was known for.
James Robinson says some of the other guests will include organist Cameron Carpenter, a military band, a trio of banjo players, and a musical saw.
The city inspired so many people. Camille Saint-Saëns actually came to San Francisco, and he loved the city. So it had this incredible effect on the people who came here. The performers loved being here because it was such a nutty, culture-hungry city.
There's a multimedia component to the show as well, with images and film of the historic musicians, venues, and other locales, and audience participation with a sing-along of songs including California, Here I Come. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.